Romans 8:2, intro. Jesus said in John 8:32, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. He sets us free from the penalty of our sins, as Paul wrote about in Romans 1-4. He sets us free from the power of our sinful nature through His Spirit, who lives in us. This is the focus of Romans chapters 5-8. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:2-2. For in Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set you free from the law of sin and death. The first meditation question is, what is the law of sin and death? What is the law of the Spirit of life? The law of sin and death is what Paul described in Romans 7:7-25. He was frustrated because he tried to do what was right, but failed because he tried to do it on his own. The sin nature within him produced death. The word law in verse 2 refers to the principle of sin and death. We were ruled by the sin nature we inherited from Adam, but now we are free from sin's power through the life of the Spirit of God who lives in us. In Romans 8, Paul focuses on the law of the Spirit of life, which refers to the principle or power of the Spirit living in us. Sin pulls us down like gravity. The Spirit of life empowers us to be free from our sin nature. Just like the law or principle of aerodynamics makes it possible for airplanes to fly and defy the law of gravity. The Spirit of life is the Holy Spirit, who lives in us and sets us free, and the power of sin no longer controls us. The second meditation. Question is, how does the law of the Spirit of life set us free from the law of sin and death? We were slaves to sin, but the Holy Spirit has made us one with Christ. The Holy Spirit lives within us, giving us the power to live in righteousness. Apart from the life of Jesus through His Spirit, we fail and cannot live righteously. The power of sin and death controlled us before we believed in Jesus. Now, however, we have a new nature, the life of Jesus by His Spirit. He sets us free from the power of the sinful nature. The law of the Spirit of life means that we live in a love relationship with Jesus and are one with Him. We live in Him, and He lives in us by His Spirit. The Spirit is not just a battery that we use to get power. He is a person. God promised in Jeremiah 31, make a new agreement with His people and said, all will know me. Life in the Spirit is not just a power or a principle. It is a relationship with the living God. We receive the life of the Spirit through that relationship as we trust Him and obey Him. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? This is what I sensed Jesus was saying to me from this verse. I came not just to forgive your sins, but to set you free from the power of sin. I came to give you my life. The key is to live in relationship with me and to allow me to live in you. Victory does not come by striving, but by receiving my life through faith. How will I trust and obey Jesus today? This is what I wrote. Prioritize the work of the Holy Spirit in you. Quit trying to do it by yourself. Receive the life of the Holy Spirit continually by faith. Trust Him to lead you, to speak to you, and reveal Jesus' love and life through you. Let's pray. Father, I know that my only hope of living right and being free from sin is to receive the life of your Spirit continually. Teach me more and deepen my understanding of living in the Spirit. Live in me and empower me daily to do your will. Reveal the life and love of Jesus in my everyday life. Amen. Finally, I want to encourage you all to share the word with your sharing partner. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord,